Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here, News Radio KMAN. It is 9:33. We're going to be talking here fire safety here with 4th of July about a week away. Today, a little shakeup here. We said told you Ryan Courtright was going to be on. Had a little issue this morning. There's a fire north of Manhattan, so we have some pinch hitters here. Brad Clausen, Assistant Fire Chief, joining us here this morning. Good to have you.
Yeah, thanks, Brandon. Appreciate it.
And we have Captain Lou Kaler also joining us. Thank you for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
All right. So reason we have you in here, as mentioned, fire safety. A lot of people are going to be lighting up fireworks here in the next few days. I'll let you kind of start off. Do you want to start first with fireworks sales?
Yeah, sure. And wherever you want to start. Okay, good with us. So, in the city of Manhattan, it is permissible to sell fireworks between noon on the 1st and midnight on the 4th of July. So that's the span of time in which you can actually – the firework stands that are set up can actually sell those. In order to do that, they actually have to apply for a permit to have a firework stand in town, and the deadline for applications for those was yesterday. And we haven't gotten a list from our customer service office yet that takes those applications. But I'm going to guess we probably still have probably about the same number of locations in town this year as we have in the past few years, which probably around 15 to 20 or so locations that are going to be selling those.
All right. And as far as that permit, what does that entail here? Is there certain things that, you know, they can't maybe be within 100 feet of something, or how does that work?
Well, I'm not exactly sure of the distances. I know they have to they're usually in the tents around the city, different locations. Most of them are away from any kind of permanent style structures. No, they have to have fire extinguishers in them. The stock, the fireworks themselves have to be away from the sides of the tent. There's a lot more going on with it there.
There's some one of the main things the ordinance mentions is they've got to be – you can't sell fireworks or ignite them within 100 feet of any location that dispenses fuel, for instance. So – or fuel storage, that kind of thing. So generally things like gas stations, fuel pump islands, and things like that, we kind of watch to make sure they maintain a distance away from those sort of things as well.
And I having lived in – I grew up in the Kansas City area, and I remember distinctively there's a lot of cities around there, especially in Johnson County. You couldn't light fireworks in a lot of those neighborhoods. I don't know what the issue is, how it is in Manhattan.
Yeah, the you can actually discharge them from 8 a.m. on the 1st to midnight on the – well, it's 8 a.m. to midnight on the 1st through the 4th. So any time in that span of time, you're allowed to discharge those fireworks. Sales don't start till noon on the 1st, though, so typically we start seeing the discharges sometime after the sales get started. So.
And not everybody always follows the rules in a lot of cities. Because you'll hear them even after midnight. What's the penalty if that does occur?
Yeah, usually I know RCPD is usually out kind of watching for that sort of thing. And, you know, I don't want to speak for them, but I think they'll probably usually just inform people, hey, you know, time's passed. You know, cease doing that. One of the other things the ordinance does not allow is discharging those in the public street. So you're not really supposed to be out there in the street either setting them off. And that's another thing they kind of watch for a little bit, I think, is making sure that, you know, people that are discharging those. And we will, too, if our staff are out and about and they see that kind of thing, they'll typically stop and inform those folks to you know, where you can and can't set them off. Sometimes it's just that folks just don't realize that. So, you know, things like being on this morning, it's a good thing to try and help educate folks that, you know, what the rules actually are.
Yeah, because I think, you know, and that's a good point, because a lot of people don't, I don't think, read the city ordinances verbatim. And so this is good information to let them know.
Yeah, they're kind of dry reading, you know. That's why we try to create, you know, handouts, flyers. Our website's got a lot of info on that sort of thing on it, and, you know, try to educate the public on that
There's another thing we should probably hit on are bottle rockets, and anything that's self-propelled is also not allowed.
Okay. Yeah, so that's like those can probably very easily ignite a fire in a lot of houses, I would imagine.
Yeah, bottle rockets are illegal statewide. That's actually a state statute, and so, of course, that extends to Manhattan as well. You can't sell them or discharge them in the state of Kansas. And it's, you know, over the years before they prohibited those, there were so many, I think, fires attributed to those bottle rockets that they just became prohibited by state statute. And sky lanterns are another thing that's prohibited in the city of Manhattan. So a couple of things you can't have. I know when Captain Kaler here and Captain Powell, they'll be out on Monday morning doing the inspections of the actual fireworks tents that are going to be selling those. So they're looking for things like, you know, that all the fireworks are Class C fireworks, which is a federal designation. Everything's labeled that way, and they don't have any bottle rockets or, you know, sky lanterns, things like that, that are prohibited, along with making sure they have things like their fire extinguishers, their tents are set up appropriately and located correctly and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm always fascinated. You know, there's a lot of jurisdictions have, you know, certain fireworks you can't let off. Like you mentioned, the bottle rockets, and how that's banned statewide. But yet, a lot of these places still sell them. How does that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, you know, we regulate inside the city limits, so that's where we watch it. But, you know, things like bottle rockets, I know there was a state statute change a few years ago here that allows companies to distribute those outside of state. So, in other words, entities that sell, you know, bulk quantities of fireworks to stands and things, they can still sell to out of state wherever it's legal, but they just can't do it to distributors in state. So, you know, if you see them, you know, it may just be that they're not being regulated in certain locations, maybe rural areas and things, but doesn't make them any the less, you know, safe or unsafe, really.
Sure. Yeah, we're talking with Brad Clausen, Assistant Fire Chief, Manhattan Fire Department, and Captain Lou Kaler here. 4th of July is a week from tomorrow, and the fireworks sales, as I mentioned, start on July 1st and run through July 4th. 8 a.m. to midnight all 4 days, correct?
Yeah, you can discharge them. The sales start at noon on the 1st, okay. So that gives our staff time in the morning of Monday morning is when they'll be out doing the inspections of the stands, and then once they approve those and complete the permit for them, then at noon they'll be ready to sell. So
let's talk a little safety tips here now, because we were talking this morning on the morning show how alcohol and fireworks don't mix, even though a lot of people will be lighting fireworks and will be more than likely having a few adult beverages on the 4th of July.
I'm not to judge there on anything. I've had sure. My fair share of fun times. Yes, I would probably steer away from mixing the two. You definitely some common things that we might see here or even just across the state and the nation are people holding fireworks in their hands, lighting self-propelled fireworks, shooting them at each other, just various things like that you really just don't want to do. All the fireworks packages and everything have instructions on them that really should be read and followed. Should always have some type of an extinguishing agent nearby just in case something happens. Always make sure that they're out. When you clean them up, make sure that they're completely out. Soak them in water. Do something to that effect to make sure they're out, because they could sit for a while in a trash can and end up lighting. I mean, there could still be heat on them.
Yeah, that's a good point. Lou brings up good tips there. You know, keep them on non-combustible surfaces when you light them. And watch that those are level. You know, sometimes people light things on driveways that have a lot of slope to them. And what can happen is you can light it if it's on a pretty steep slope, it can actually fall over and then start discharging, you know, if onlookers are nearby watching or something. So kind of watch that too. Sparklers, you know, one of those perennial favorites with kids, you know, and that's great. You know, people probably don't realize how hot sparklers actually burn. You know, sparklers can reach a temperature of around 1,200 degrees, and so and the flame on them can. And you know, that's hot. That'll do some damage if you get too close to things. So, you know, things like sparklers on combustible wood decks, for instance, you know, just kind of watch. You know, we want everybody to have fun and a good time, but to be safe also at the same time. So some of these things are just, you know, common sense type things that you can do to avoid a problem.
Well, I know in some years we worry about drought in this part of the country, and that's not the case this year. But, you know, even so here, if you're doing your fireworks, let's say in your backyard, it wouldn't take much, I imagine, to start, you know, fire in the grass or and that could spread pretty quickly.
Yes, it definitely it could. We hope that people are keeping their lawns mowed and you know, bushes cut back from the any structures that might be on their property and such. So, yeah, it's just like Chief Clausen was saying about just a little common sense, a little preventive maintenance around the house can go a long ways when you're, you know, using fireworks.
And it's supposed to be, you know, albeit we had rain last night, it's supposed to get in the 90s now and in maybe the mid and high 90s the next several days. And so it would not take long for things to start drying out enough to potentially, you know, if you have maybe leaves or, you know, old, you know, something like that. Again, I'll mention combustible wood decks, for instance. You know, if you get things wedged in between the floorboards of those decks sometimes, that can cause a problem. Lou mentioned, you know, making sure they're out, because sometimes those things can stay hot for a long time afterwards. And while you might, you know, think it's out, sometimes it can smolder for quite a while. You know, it's almost like a cigarette butt in that respect, is making sure that it's out and that it's completely out. A bucket of water is a good way to, you know, once they're discharged, just, you know, soak them in there, and that way you'll make sure.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll talk a little bit more here with the Manhattan Fire Department when we return on News Radio KMAN.